There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. Pepe's hanging out today. The Lakers won a couple over the weekend. Friday night, D'Angelo went nuts. Last night, Anthony Davis had a night for the ages. And the historical perspective on what AD did last night is just amazing.
All right, so here's the background. He had 27 points, a season high 25 rebounds, and 7 steals. His 7 steals were a career high and the most by a Lakers player since 2015. His rebounding total was 1 shy of his career high and the most by a Lakers player since Dwight Howard in 2013. And Pepe and I think it may be the best game we've ever seen him play. He's had games where he's gone for 50-plus. He's had other 20 rebound games.
But 27, 25, well, how many steals?
7 steals.
7 steals,
by the way,
yeah.
Is a career high for him, and it's also the most steals in a game ever. He's tied with 2 other players, but nobody's had more than 7 steals in a game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How many blocks did he have?
3. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that for real?
That's why somebody told me. It's this year. 7 blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, because somebody at some point had more than
7. He was only 2 blocks away from a 5x5.
Yeah, which he's only done once before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Herb Jones and one other guy. Oh, Shea. Gilgeous-Alexander had 7 steals. So, yeah, it's this year. 7 steals
right,
is the season high for this year.
They were playing really good, and he was playing with gusto, really, seriously. He wanted the ball every time,
yep.
And he was getting there.
Well, I think he saw that Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns were out. And
said, I'm going to make some hay.
I'm going to go. Pepe, did you ever see the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
He went full Charles Jefferson, Forrest Whitaker in Fast Times. Forrest Whitaker was part of the Oscars last night.
Yes, he was. He gave away one of the best actors.
Yeah.
And he won an Oscar.
He did for playing...
I know.
Yeah.
Idi Amin.
All right, so
By the way, the Lakers had 4 games last week. They went 3-1. This week, they only have 3 games. So they've got some time in between games. They had the game last night.
Yep.
They don't play again until Wednesday in Sacramento, and then they don't play again until Saturday.
Right.
When the Warriors come here. We don't know if Steph will be available for that game. He's got a sprained ankle. He didn't play on Friday night. They said he's going to be out at least a week. A week would be when they play the Lakers. So we'll see if Steph's
going to
play.
And the important thing for Davis is to play well against Sabonis. If he plays like he played yesterday, the Lakers will win.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you know this? That Domantas Sabonis, since he got traded to Sacramento, and Anthony Davis, since he got traded to the Lakers, have met 9 times. Do you know what Davis's record against Sabonis is?
0-9.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Very weird.
I mean, nobody would take Domantas
Very
Sabonis
weird.
Ahead of Anthony Davis.
Because Sabonis has, I don't know, he goes to the ball. Even if he's behind the guy that is trying to box him out, he gets the ball. I don't know how.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, but Wednesday is going to be another must-win situation, a chance to pull within 1/2 of the 7, or if Sacramento loses tonight, a chance to be in the 7 hole with Sacramento.
By the way, the all-time record for consecutive double-doubles is 53, held by Kevin Love.
Okay.
He did it in the 2010-2011 season.
Right.
Domantas Sabonis has 47 straight double-doubles.
Wow.
So he's coming
he's
up
closing
on that
in
record.
On that record. Yeah.
I asked Mike... Michael, if this Sabonis is better than the father, and he said no way.
Yeah, the father was regarded as one of the greatest passers of all time.
Great guy,
Arvydas Sabonis.
We
only saw him play at the end of his career, but
right.
He was like this great international player.
He played with Portland against the Lakers when the Lakers beat Portland.
Yeah. When they came from 15 down.
Behind.
Yeah.
So, aside from the Lakers, and again at Sacramento tomorrow night, and then Golden State on Saturday. The free agency is wide open in the NFL. It is the first day of the new NFL year. New NFL year, I guess that's what they call it. Yeah. And among the big moves, Russell Wilson winds up in Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's what I said, that he was going to Pittsburgh. It's on the tape.
There you go.
It's on the tape.
Check the tape.
Check the tape.
Kirk Cousins is going to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
One of the stranger moves of today, Saquon Barkley's changing teams within the division. He's going to Philadelphia. Ooh. Leonard Floyd's going to San Francisco. Who's the guard the Rams signed?
Jonah Jackson. 3 years, $51 million. He comes from that Detroit offensive line that was so good. Oh. Big payday for him. And Kevin Dotson signed the other day. Alaric Jackson has a qualifying offer. So the Rams are really focused on that offensive line right now.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
I do too.
That's very important.
And he's going with a bigger offensive line than he has in the past. And I think that's a sign that they have great confidence in being able to run the football with Kyren Williams. It's a sign, well, they know they've got to protect Matthew Stafford because he's the key to everything.
On the left side.
On the left side, yeah, exactly. So Kevin Dotson and now Jonah Jackson are on that offensive line for the Rams. Let's see, other quarter... Saquon Barkley went from the Giants to the Eagles.
Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders. And Greg, this is I want to give somebody credit for this. West Coast Fin Fan.
Oh, we like West Coast Fin Fan.
Wrote,
I don't know.
$25 million for 2 years is backup money. Starters are getting 50 plus per year.
Oh, so maybe they still are in Justin
maybe
Fields.
Maybe we aren't dead for Justin Fields.
I mean, you're still giving $12 million a year to a backup. So like we've seen it in football year in and year out. You need to have a good backup. So,
right.
And Minshew can.
Unless you play for the Rams, who don't care about their backup.
Well, I think they seem more
if they go Wentz,
engaged
sure.
now. I mean, they realized they lost that game in Green Bay last year with Brett Rippon at quarterback. Then they went out and signed Carson Wentz. I think maybe the Rams now have a grasp on that. They were
but they
fishing
don't have anybody,
around.
They don't have anybody right now.
They were fishing around for Zach Wilson from the Jets, at least a guy who's got starting experience, who Sean McVay can figure out. I trust Sean McVay with quarterbacks. So, but they're going to invest in backup quarterback, I think, this year. And that's interesting. If Gardner Minshew is your backup and they wind up with Justin Fields, I think that is a great, great get for the Raiders.
And what are the possibilities that they end up with Fields?
Well, they're going to have to – Chicago's going to have to get something in return for him. But I think the market – I was watching Get Up this morning, and Dan Orlovsky was saying they originally wanted to get a second-round pick for Fields. And he says he thinks that ship has sailed. He doesn't think they're going to get a second-round pick for Fields. He says it's probably a third or fourth rounder. If I'm the Raiders and they'll take that, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
A third or fourth round pick for Justin Fields?
The other
Why
one is,
not?
That's a gift.
The Packers signed Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
And they cut bait with Aaron Jones.
Hey, Greg, I wouldn't mind us getting Aaron Jones on the Raiders. He's not terrible.
If you can get him for cheap. But also, Zamir White, actually, the second half of the season was pretty damn good. So I'd be okay with just him right
and
now.
They got
don't pay running backs.
Jones? Wow, Jones had a good season.
Well, yeah, but they got Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is better than Aaron Jones. Right.
Yeah, I would take Josh Jacobs at this point in his
Jacobs
career.
Had a good year 2 years ago, but he was always up and down, and he didn't even have that good of a year last year.
He was hurt.
To be honest. Yeah, but so he was 2 years before that, and he didn't have a good year. He had a good year early on, and then he had a good year 2 years ago, and that was it. That's really all you got from Josh Jacobs.
He did have a monster year, and you wonder if in that year where he led the league in touches, and let's see, that was 2012, if that didn't take some steam out of him, because he ran for 800 yards and 6 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, everything dropped.
So he really did, after touching the ball 340 times in 2022, 233 last year, and half the yardage that he had the year before. So maybe, I mean, we see running backs disappear quickly, tail off fast. Maybe Josh Jacobs is in that situation right now.
You know, I was thinking about something watching the Oscars last night.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest movie star in the world right now?
I think it's a really easy answer.
You think it's Tom Cruise?
I do. I think it's Tom Cruise.
Although he's weird, so I'm not sure that, like, I guess this is the way I would ask the question. You walk into a restaurant and there's Tom Cruise in one corner and Denzel Washington in another and Meryl Streep in another corner and Leonardo DiCaprio in the other one.
And don't forget the Rock.
The Rock is another one. Okay. He was there last night. Sure.
So those five people, what table gets the most attention?
I personally think
it is Cruz.
I think Cruz is too weird.
But I think that's one of the reasons why he gets the most attention. You're looking at him, waiting.
Because you think he might jump on the table?
Jump on the table or get engaged all of a sudden.
Try and turn you into a Scientologist?
Or shout out Xenu. I don't know.
It could be.
I did not say that.
They're coming for you.
Yeah, I know.
You want to drive my car home so they don't kill you?
It could be DiCaprio.
It could be DiCaprio.
Yeah, I mentioned him.
Yeah.
It could be.
He gets the most attention if it's a table full of 22-year-old models.
That's right.
Right, who think he's old and weird, apparently.
Yes, at least one says no.
I didn't see Cruz there last night.
No, Cruz was not there. I like Cruz because he makes old-fashioned, big, gigantic movies. Like, that's what the business really needs. They need somebody who's committed to making movies. Like, he's making one now, because they've already done Mission Impossible 2. They shot that at the same time they did Mission Impossible 1. But he's shooting a movie now where they actually shoot on the International Space Station, and Tom Cruise is going to the International Space Station to shoot the movie there. Now, nobody else goes to those lengths.
Wow.
That's why they invented studios. You don't actually have to go to the International Space Station, but Cruz is going to do it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a big commitment.
My question to you,
yes,
both of you, is if you only had one star to that you can watch a movie and you can pick that star, only one. Boy or girl?
Boy or girl?
Who would you choose? I know Greg will choose
Margot Robbie.
100%.
John will choose
Kate Beckinsale.
But I have a crush on Kate Beckinsale, but to watch a movie, I would probably take Denzel. Because I know all of his movies are good.
Right, right.
All of Margot Robbie's movies are good, by the
way.
Yeah,
they are. They are.
So are you, Mace.
You know what? I tend to go with, this will sound weird, I tend to go with the director. I care more about the director than I do about the star.
Okay.
Like Chris Nolan makes a movie, I'm like so there because it's Chris Nolan. Inarritu makes a movie, I'm so there because of Inarritu. Like all my favorite directors, I will go and follow them.
How about Del Toro?
Oh, I love Del Toro. I love Cuarón, The Three Amigos. I love all three. I think they've all three won Best Picture.
I think that if I have to choose, I will choose DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Yeah,
he doesn't make bad ones.
He has very few failures.
Yeah.
You mentioned Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
Kimmel said something last night, and I assume it's true.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if any of you are envious or jealous of this.
Okay.
Apparently, Christopher Nolan does not have a cell phone.
I know.
And does not have email, and his computer is not connected to the internet.
Yep.
He uses it to write scripts, but it's basically...
I read that too, and it's hard to believe.
Now, are you... there's a part of me that's kind of jealous of that. I mean, I don't think I could do it. Like, if you took my phone and my computer away or took me off of the internet, I think I would feel lost.
I would freak out.
But think about how great your life would be.
Yeah, but you'd be dumb.
He's not dumb.
No, but you would be dumber than everybody else.
He's not.
Well, that's because he read the book on Oppenheimer. That's why he's able to write it. I mean, you'd have to get smart in other ways. But like, for example,
he has an assistant that does all this stuff for him.
Ah, okay. See, so that's the answer.
It depends on job, right? It depends on your job. Like, we could not live without the internet.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
We couldn't do our jobs without the internet.
But if you're retired, you'd go off of everything.
No, I don't even know if I could give up my phone. But if you're retired. But there's a part. No,
when you retire.
No, yeah, but you need your phone.
How are Lisa and Jack gonna find me?
Yeah, you need your phone.
You'll be there.
No, not all the time. What if they need something?
Right.
You can just get like a flip phone. You can just use a phone that they can call out.
My dad, when he died, had a flip phone.
Did he?
Never learned how to text.
Yeah.
So my dad was kind of Christopher Nolan before Christopher Nolan.
God, my dad hated getting texts. He would say, he'd get a text message.
I don't know if my dad ever sent a text.
Yeah, no, my dad.
I sent texts to him. I never responded.
My dad would get them, and then like we'd share a picture in a group, and my dad would say, how do I get this off my phone? He wanted the text to go away. That was my dad's approach. He's like, I don't know why I'm getting these pictures. All right, coming up next for you, the hilarious John Mulaney was in the Oscars last night. Did you see what he did? He mocked one of my favorite movies. It's a sports movie.
Yeah. John Mulaney was 100%
He is
right.
100% wrong. We'll do it coming
As
up next.
As usual.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're active, and I am, you need something to keep you active and keep you from getting sore. For years, I've used cryotherapy, and now iSpot Active has developed wearable cryotherapy. Here's how it works. They sell you compression shirts and pants, and there's slots in these pants where you insert ice-cold gel packs. In my case, I leave this thing on for 20 minutes. After it's over, I feel way better. Mason's got one of these things. Mason, you're wearing
I use it on my shoulder every night.
Yeah, it is. It's just a smarter way to ice, and it's a better way to go. And if you want to learn anything about what I'm talking about, go to that website, icebodactive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy on there. He'll do a testimonial. There's a doctor on there answering questions. And frankly, anything that you are curious about or want to know, the answers are on that website. Here's the best part. If you order anything from iSpot Active, and you can save tons of money, I used to go to cryo places and drop $75 every time I went in there. You buy one of these shirts, you're good for the whole year. But if you don't like it, if for any reason you're unhappy or it's not what you thought it would be, 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee. So what if you have to lose? Go to iSpot Active, get the answers you're looking for. Stay active if you play pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, any of that stuff. Get yourself some iSpot Active compression wear and stay active. You put this stuff on, you go about your day. It's great. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so me and Bergman are hanging out on the Cut app. If you're not on Cut yet, go download the app. It's K-U-T-T, and it's peer-to-peer social betting. When you get in there, make a deposit for a 10% match and join the ESPN LA group. Bergman, you've got a bet tonight?
I did. Ooksta bet me, and I bet $10 on Chicago, +3.5 in Chicago over Dallas.
How much?
$10.
$10. I'm looking for a bet, and don't send me more than $10 because I've only got 40 left in my account because I've lost 7 of 8.
What'd you start with?
100.
So you're down 60 bucks?
Down 60 bucks so far.
Yeah, not the end of the world.
Again, download the Cut app, K-U-T-T, and you can bet against me, Bergman, and the rest of the world. All right, so there I am, minding my own business, watching the Academy Awards last night. I have one of my favorite movies of all time is Field of Dreams. I've often said that of all the movies I've ever seen, that one may be the one that I cried the most at. Now, you're a Field of Dreams detractor. You always have been.
I am. I'm a Bull Durham guy.
Yeah.
I think, by the way, you're either a Bull Durham guy or a Field of Dreams guy.
I'm a Bull Durham guy, too. You can be two. You can be both. You can be a Bull Durham, a natural, and a Field of Dreams guy.
The Field of Dreams, to me, was a reach. I didn't hate it, but it was a reach. And John Mulaney, the comedian, presented last night, and he explained in perfect detail why it's a reach.
Or what about that moment in Field of Dreams when we hear, if you build it, he will come. And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field. And then he's like, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball. And the bank is like, you want to pay your mortgage? And he's like, nah, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball. And then he finds James Earl Jones, who wrote The Boat Rocker, which I thought was a real book deep into my 20s. And he's like, people will come, Ray. He's the only one with a financial plan. But what's weird is Timothy Busfield pushes little Gabby Hoffman off the bleachers, and she falls down, and she's unconscious. Then Burt Lancaster is Moonlight Graham, and he comes up, and he pats her on the back a couple times, and he's like, hot dog, stuck in the throat. And then he can't go back in the game. Because I guess there's a rule in ghost baseball that if you leave the field at any point to become an elderly ghost and do the Heimlich maneuver, you can't return to the field. I love Field of Dreams. That should win Best Picture.
There you go. That is an excellent summary.
It is.
And Field of Dreams.
Yes. So none of it makes sense. Everything about it is a reach.
It's just, but honestly, do you not suspend your disbelief when you walk into a movie? Do you not say, all right, I'm suspending my disbelief. I understand this is a movie. I'm just going to buy every single premise in the entire thing.
Unless they play ghost baseball. They slap a kid on the back and a hot dog comes out and then you can't go back
right.
in the game.
Good shout outs for Timothy Busfield and Gabby Hoffman.
I love that movie. I really love that movie. I like that movie.
Pepe, you know why I don't like that movie?
Why?
At the end, he said he goes, Dad, can we have a catch?
Can we have a catch?
Okay, no one
said. I said it.
Have a
I
catch.
Said, Dad, can we have
can
a catch?
Can we go play catch?
My dad said,
do you want to play catch?
I'm going out to the dugout.
Nobody says, no one had ever said until that movie, have a catch.
That's not
wrong
true.
Terminology.
It is not. When I grew
it's an
up,
outrage.
When I grew up, it was have a catch, I would say to my dad.
I mean, have you ever heard, until you saw Field of Dreams, the phrase have a catch?
It's a silly phrase. It's not right. You're completely wrong on this one.
Yeah, no.
Ireland is right.
You're going to judge that movie because of that?
Yes.
Just that one thing.
You're wrong.
All the stuff Mulaney said.
No,
have
wrong.
A catch and all the stuff Mulaney
And you know
said.
What other movie I like?
What?
The Sandlot.
Oh, The Sandlot's great. That's a great movie.
You don't like The Sandlot either?
No, I did. I liked
it. That's a fun
movie. So greatest baseball movie of all time, Pepe, is what?
You're going to think that I'm crazy.
Yes, we are.
But
I guarantee you that.
We already think
you
that.
You are already out on crazy.
No matter what comes out of your mouth next,
you already live in crazy
we
town.
Think you're
go ahead.
Nuts.
The Natural.
I loved
The Natural's great.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I love it.
You're not in Crazy Town over that one.
There you go.
No, the best baseball movie of all time is the original Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau.
It is classic. It is classic.
Very, very good movie. All right. So this is interesting. So last night I get a text from my college roommate.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff Scott.
Hey, Jeff.
Fireballer for the UCLA baseball team in the early 80s.
Nice.
Text me and he goes, am I the only guy who didn't know that Paul Giamatti is Bart Giamatti's son?
Are you kidding me?
I texted back, yes.
Yeah.
You are the only one who didn't know that.
Yeah.
And by the way, Paul didn't become famous until after Bart died.
Yes.
And I wrote back to Jeff. I said, have you ever seen Cinderella Man?
Oh,
and he went,
so
no.
Good.
I think Cinderella Man might be one of the three most underrated sports movies of all time. Pepe, have you seen it?
Yeah, I don't
Russell
really
Crowe,
remember.
Remember, he takes the hat
and he goes
around.
Cinderella Man.
It's Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, and Paul Giamatti nominated for an Academy Award as his trainer.
Yep.
And I told Jeff, I said, you got to just watch this just to see Giamatti.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. I think he's better in Cinderella Man than he is in Sideways.
I love Sideways.
Great.
Now, you haven't seen The Holdovers.
No.
The Holdovers is really good.
Did he get nominated for that?
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Actor last night. Okay. The thing I didn't know was that he wore a contact lens to give him a lazy eye.
Yeah, and Kimmel said that.
I didn't even know that. But
It was Nicholas.
Yeah.
Was it Nicholas Cage?
Nicholas Cage.
He had a great line. He goes, would I do that? Of course I would.
Of course I would. Exactly.
Everybody believes.
And he was in the Beach Boy movies. He's the agent. Remember?
No, not Beach Boys. You're talking about Straight Outta Compton.
No. He was in the... I don't remember the title of the movie.
Okay,
but
in Straight Outta Compton, which O'Shea is
right,
in.
He's the bad guy.
He's there too.
He's the bad guy, yeah.
He's there too.
Isn't he the one that's stealing their money? No, he's not stealing their money?
Well, they left him eventually, but he's the one. Remember the cops came and told all those guys to put their hands on the wall? And
right.
Giamatti comes out and says, these are my clients. They're musicians. This is abuse. You're doing this to them because they're
black.
And he dresses down the cops, and the cops tell him to shut up. Giamatti's great in everything.
He is great in everything. I thought he had a chance to win last night.
Love and Mercy.
Okay.
Remember that movie?
I do not remember.
Do either one of you guys watch Billions?
Yes. I watched it for a long time. Then it got repetitive.
Yeah, but he was good in that.
He was excellent in Billions. And so was the Damian Lewis was great, right? Yeah, I almost called him Damian Lillard.
Well, you wouldn't have been the first.
Yeah. All right.
Bill Russ, Ireland. I grew up in Ohio like Mason. I grew up in Cleveland. I have never heard have a catch ever.
Have a catch.
Ever all caps.
Have a catch.
There is no such thing as have a catch.
I said to my dad, can we have a catch?
And your dad said, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm going out drinking all night. So here's a pitch back. Good luck. That's what my dad said. Exactly. All right, coming up next for you, LeBron didn't play Friday night against Milwaukee, but he did sit in an unusual spot. We'll talk about that coming up next for you. In the meantime, oh, I sent out a tweet today, Pepe.
You did?
Yes, I did. And this is what the tweet said. The poker gods giveth, and the poker gods taketh away. And yesterday, they were taking. I played at Commerce Casino yesterday morning, Oscars morning, and I got absolutely cleaned out. I was at a 4-8 no limit table. I got my doors blown off. I was short stacked the entire time. I got to play a different hand. But the point is, I go to Commerce Casino all the time. It's one of my favorite spots. I'm a big poker player. I love my partnership with Commerce Casino because I play a lot of poker there. It's the coolest poker room in SoCal and legit the biggest poker room in the world. Every game you want, get this. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January, giving away $20 million in promotions this year. It is Commerce Casino. Casino and hotel. All the details. CommerceCasino.com. That's CommerceCasino.com. I'll see you at the tables. Don't forget Commerce Casino, home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay, so here's what I don't understand. There are commercials all the time now.
Yes.
For these things where you put them under your desk and you do this. Have you seen it? Where you're...
I can't see what you're doing.
They're like pedals. It's like a little set of... Have you not seen these commercials? Have you seen these commercials, Laura?
Is it like the one that goes up and down?
Yeah, the one that you sit there and pedal, but it's motorized, so it's doing the pedaling for you.
Oh,
I can't figure out
those.
What the purpose of this thing is.
It's probably for older people to get the blood going in their legs.
Yeah, but you're not even doing the work. The machine is doing the work.
Yeah, but you're moving your legs.
You're circulating your blood.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know.
Well,
I was
jealous. You guys know who Robin Mead is? She's an anchor on CNN. I think she's gone now.
I think she is, yeah.
She was there for like 20 years. She had a treadmill desk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you could have it like she would be walking on a treadmill while she was working on her desk, and that's how she got exercise. And I was always jealous of that. I always wanted a treadmill desk.
So the question is it have a catch, or what would you say?
Play catch.
Play catch. All
it right. is play catch.
It
play
is have
nobody,
play catch.
Have a catch is the only two people that think that's a thing are... Kevin Costner and Steve Mason.
Well, honestly, that is the way it worked at my house. I would always ask to have a catch.
Really?
There you go.
Maybe that's why you didn't have a catch.
No, it is not really. He's making it up.
I'm not making it up. That was have a catch was the thing in my house.
Maybe that's why.
Let's have a catch.
That's why maybe you didn't have a catch.
Yeah, and then my dad went to the dugout lounge and he was out all night and I was using a pitchback. All right, so
you didn't say play catch.
Interestingly, LeBron James didn't play on Friday night. There's Pepe's hit again. Pepe's impression of Pacino. There, I like that.
Focus.
We've got to focus right now.
All right, here we go. My friend Patrick.
Yep.
Grew up in Akron.
Well, you have so many friends from Ohio.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. How many friends do you have in Ohio? Like a thousand?
Yeah, you're just naming people that you know from Ohio.
This Ohio boy who totally predates Mason says he's completely fabricating and pulling that out of his ass. There is and never was have a catch.
There absolutely is have a catch.
No, my friend also from Akron, he's my age.
Yeah.
CJ goes, absolutely not. Tell him he's crazy.
I just got a text from my friend in Lima, Ohio. He says, we have a catch.
Yeah. I have a friend in Toledo.
Toledo? Exactly.
You guys are all full of it.
I don't have friends in any of these places, and they all say that it's not play.
Just
have a catch.
Random friends. Okay. Yeah, it's an Ohio thing.
I'm making them
it's
up.
It's just an Ohio thing, except for Akron.
Isn't Brian Burns really good in Carolina?
I wanted him to be a Ram.
He just got traded to the Giants.
Yeah, I wanted him. So they signed him and then traded him.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would have loved. The Rams got to find an edge rusher. They've bolstered the offensive line.
Leonard Floyd went earlier. Brian Burns goes now.
Yeah, this is what they need now.
Yeah.
That's got to be the focus. That and cornerback.
And you're not talking about Ohio?
Yeah.
My grandson was born in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Home of the Flyers.
Home of the Flyers. Yes. And also, I have a friend from Dayton. He always said, have a catch. Now,
please.
Friday night, LeBron did not play.
Correct.
But he was interestingly located in a particular spot in the arena that's interesting. He was sitting between, for a stretch of the game, Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis.
In the stands.
In the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that, first of all, I don't remember seeing it before. Has he sat with the owners before?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I never seen that.
Okay. I thought it was odd, but interestingly, it was also reassuring. It told me that there's a relationship between Jeannie and Linda and LeBron.
I'm going to tell you, so, well, first of all, Pepe, what did you think of it?
I think that there's a good relationship between them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with him.
I'm going to tell both you guys something that'll make it less odd.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what he said to them?
Oh, you know that?
I do.
You know what they said?
I do.
Oh, what was the conversation?
Did he say, I want out?
He did not.
I'm kidding.
He did not say
that. Was it like Shaq, sign me, like he did to Dr. Buss?
No, that didn't work out. No, he said, pay me.
Oh, pay me.
Buss thought he heard trade me.
Trade me. And he traded him.
You know where was that?
In Hawaii. In Hawaii, I was there.
In Hawaii, yeah.
No, here's what he said. He walked over to the two of them. There was an empty seat in between Jeannie and Linda. He sat down in it. This was during a timeout in the game, and he ended up hanging out over there for a little while. And he said to them, I just wanted to come over to you guys and wish you a happy International Women's Day because I think you're two of the most badass women I know.
Interesting.
And so if that's the reason he did it.
Okay.
If that's the reason he went over there and that's what he said, doesn't it make it a different story?
Totally.
Totally does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
But you know what would be very interesting, and maybe you can do that, John? You should ask LeBron, who is from Akron.
Akron.
Have a catch?
Have a catch.
I will ask LeBron tomorrow when I see him on the plane, is there such thing as have a catch? You know what he's going to say?
Who are you?
No, he's going to say, focus.
Yes, focus.
He might
focus.
Say, who are you?
Yeah.
That's
he's
going to
say, how did you get here?
Yeah. By the way, Gavin Lux, this will be for the Dodger Blue Review tomorrow.
I know what you're going to say.
Throwing error today from second base. Yep.
He's a mess.
He says he doesn't have a throwing issue. It's about getting more game reps after not playing games in over a year. So
the excuses are coming out. Come on, Gavin.
Yeah.
So no you guys excuses. Remember when Steve Sachs forgot how to throw the ball to first base? Yep. I went to a Dodger game with a friend of mine who was a Giants fan.
Yep.
We get to the game, and we got seats right along the first baseline.
Yep.
And Sachs makes a throwing error. At second base, my friend stands up. He's such a jerk. He stands up. He goes, hey, Sachs.
Yep.
How about autographing those balls before you throw them up here?
Yeah.
Is this going to be the second coming? Is my friend going to go back to Dodger Stadium and now yell that at Gavin Lux?
Yes. Yes, he's probably.
He probably is.
He's got the yips.
He's Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah.
That's right. He was another one that forgot how to throw the ball.
But he's not throwing over Freddie's head. He's just throwing wide left and wide right.
Or bouncing them. That was that
bouncing
shortstop.
Them.
He's going to get better.
I'm going to make
so
a
positive.
Prediction.
I love it, Pepe.
I'm going to make a prediction, Greg. Yeah. And I'm dead serious about this. I think Mookie Betts is going to have an excellent defensive season at shortstop.
Of course he will.
He had the first ball that got hit to him the other day, he made an error. That didn't count because the game got rained out later. But I think Betts is such a great athlete that he's going to figure out shortstop perfectly fine.
Dansby Swanson is a shortstop. I think he's with the Cubs still, right, Mace?
Yeah, he used to play for the Braves.
He's
married to a famous athlete. I can't remember who. Like somebody on the women's soccer team or something.
The other day when he found out that Mookie Betts is going to be playing shortstop, he goes, oh, great. Now Mookie's going to win the Gold Glove at shortstop, too. So I don't even get a chance at that.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that once he's going to play, he's going to be the next great Dodger shortstop, apparently. That's what everybody thinks right now. Just players within the league because of he's such a good athlete.
Greg,
he's married to Mallory Pugh from the women's U.S. soccer team.
Nice. Yeah.
What was that, Pepe?
Sachs was a rookie of the year when he played for the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they had like five in a row.
Yeah. But he got the yips at some point.
I think it was...
Saltcliffe?
Oh, wait, wait. No, later were the five in a row. It was
Hollingsworth, Piazza, Karros.
It was Karros first, Piazza.
Mondesi,
Nomo, Hollingsworth. Maybe not in that order, but those
five. But those are the five. Right. Yeah,
I think that was right, actually.
Yeah.
It's right
around. You think the order was right?
Close.
Yeah. Okay. It's close.
By the way, poll I put out, is it have a catch or play catch? How do you think it's going so far?
Play catch, 80%.
99.
Play catch 97. Is 93%. Only 7% of people say
and they're
have
all
a catch.
From
all
Toledo.
From Ohio, yeah. Exactly. All right, coming up next for you is Game of
hey,
Games.
Hey, I need some competition for Mason. You want to play Game of Games?
Yeah, right, it good. Is Ireland's game
today. He also
today.
Says have a catch.
He says have a catch?
No, you do not. No.
Way to go, Shinano.
Oh, you're full
the
crap.
Alliance.
I have never said it that way, but everyone tells me that's the right way.
No, to
yes, it is.
Play catch.
Yeah.
Please.
Amongst us baseball people, it is have a catch. In the league. I'm in the league. Game of Games is coming up next, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Pepe Mantilla is here. George Shedano is here. What's
is it
going Pupperia on, George?
Lies or no?
It
no,
is not.
It's my
Ireland's game.
Bergman, am I allowed to bet mythical money on who will win this Game of Games?
Sure, if you can get odds. Or you don't need odds.
I don't need odds. Yep. I'm betting $5,000 on Steve Mason.
Steve Mason.
So okay. You could tank the game if you want, and it would cost me $5,000.
I will not tank the game. I okay. want to try to win another
Here's
month.
Here's the reason why. It's a game about the Oscars and sports movies, which
okay.
is kind of right in Mason's wheelhouse. Right. But I have brought in two guys, Pepe, who knows a lot about movies,
and Betty
and
Davis.
And Sedano, who is super competitive. So I think it's a fair bet.
Okay.
I mean, and you, Greg, you could do well here. You
I
could.
I just, it's your game. You
I have
wrote
not tipped
it.
Him. I have
no,
not
no,
tipped
no,
him.
I don't think you have. I think you wrote it, and you wrote it. Skewed
for me.
I did not skew it towards Mason, but it is all about sports and the Oscars, which are two of his passions.
You taking the money?
No, I'm not taking
I
the
say,
money.
I say, we can take the money.
Yeah.
Laura, you're the deciding vote. I say no, Mason says yes.
What do you think, Laura? Can I bet $5,000 that Mason wins this game? Yes
like,
or no?
I'm signaling you
sure.
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, there is. Don't listen to right. the signal.
Also,
the now, think for yourself.
Even though I lose $5,000, I am rooting for Pepe or Sedano
okay.
to take you down.
All right.
And Greg, I'm
not happening.
You and Laura, puncher's chance.
My wheelhouse.
Yeah. Bergman, I need your competitiveness to come out.
I'm always competitive.
Okay, here we go. The Oscars were last night, so this is a quiz about the history of sports movies at the Oscars. It's multiple choice. Question. I'm going to have Mason go last because I can rotate it, right?
I mean, you
well,
can.
Well, you let him go last in the first one.
Yeah. He watches every single
Island. I know. That's why I'm saying. Okay, yeah. let's try. I'll make you last in the first
okay.
one. All right. Which one of these sports movies never won the Oscar for Best Picture? A, The Hustler, Paul Newman, Jackie Gleason. B, Million Dollar Baby, Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank. Or C, Chariots of Fire, which was the movie about the runners in England. The Hustler, Million Dollar Baby, or Chariots of Fire. Laura, two of those three won Best Picture. Which one didn't? Hustler, Million Dollar Baby, or Chariots of Fire?
I'm going to go with The Hustler.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah, I think Hustler.
Okay, Pepe.
I think it's The Hustler.
Sedano.
I'm going to go different just to be different because I think it's either The Hustler or the one I'm going to say, and I'm going to say Chariots of Fire.
Mace.
Chariots of Fire, winner 1981. I will go with The Hustler.
The Hustler is the correct answer, and so everybody's on the board.
See, that makes
except
it.
Except for Sedano.
By Mason going, yeah, 1981, Best Picture. Okay. I think we're in trouble.
This one's harder. There's eight of these, and they progressively get a little tougher.
Okay.
This sports movie received nominations for Best Actor, Best Actress, 2 for Supporting Actors, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Original Song, but didn't win in any of those categories. All right? Was it A, Ben-Hur, B, Rocky, or C, Pride of the Yankees? Greg, Ben-Hur, Rocky, or The Pride of the Yankees got nominated for all that stuff.
Is Ben-Hur a sports movie?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Chariot Racing. Remember that you
could, yes, no, I
know. I used to call Chariot Racing at the Olympics.
He said, can we have a race?
Oscillating down the field.
Yeah. I guess.
Greg, Ben-Hur, Rocky, or Pride of the Yankees, it was nominated for Best Actor, Best Actress, 2 for Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Song, but didn't win in any of those categories.
Best Song for Rocky?
Was it Ben-Hur, Rocky, or Pride of the Yankees?
Let's go Pride of the Yankees.
Okay, Pepe.
I think it's pride of the Yankees.
Okay, Sonano.
Pride of the Yankees.
Laura.
With the crowd.
Mace.
Did you say it didn't get nominated for Best Picture?
No, got nominated for all of those.
Best Picture included?
Yeah. I did not mention Best Picture. So this sports movie received nominations.
And then it's Rocky.
You're right. It is Rocky.
Best song, Rocky?
Rocky won Best Picture. Gonna fly now.
See, I thought it was Best Picture. You mentioned Best Picture, too, but that's fine.
It was only Best Picture.
That's not good listening by me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blaming Cappy in the carb coma.
Just, you know, here are the people that lost. Best Actor, Stallone. Best Actress, Talia Shire. Supporting Actor, Burgess Meredith. Supporting Actor, Burt Young. Original Screenplay by Stallone. And Original Song, Gonna Fly Now. None of those won, but it did win.
Did win Best Picture.
Best Picture.
It upset Network.
All right, here we go. Jerry Maguire received 5 Oscar nominations, but only picked up 1 win. What was that 1 win? A, Best Actor, B, Best Supporting Actor, or C, Best Original Screenplay? Pepe?
I want to be last.
You want to be last. Okay. Sedano. Okay.
It's Cuba Gooding Jr., Supporting Actor.
Okay. Laura?
I'm going to go with Sedano.
Greg?
Yeah, he had that great speech. It's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mace?
It's who won the Oscar?
It won
only
one win.
It
got nominated for 5 things. It won 1 thing. Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
Best Supporting Actor.
Okay, Pepe.
With a crown.
Okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding Jr., you guys got that. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Okay.
Screaming, yeah.
This sports movie was nominated for 7 Oscars, but didn't win any.
Wow.
Was it A, Seabiscuit, B, The Fighter, or C, Heaven Can Wait? Sedano, Seabiscuit, The Fighter, or Heaven Can Wait? 7 nominations, didn't win any.
I'm not even familiar with the other two, so I'll just say Seabiscuit because it's the only one
okay,
I know.
Okay, Laura.
That's my... Seabiscuit is the only title I know.
Greg.
I didn't know Heaven Can Wait was a sports movie. I'll go Heaven Can Wait.
Okay, Pepe.
I think it's The Fighter.
Okay, Mace.
It is Heaven Can Wait.
It is Seabiscuit.
Oh! 7
really? Nominations. Heaven Can Wait, I think, had 3. But
okay.
Seabiscuit. All right. So Sedano, you got that.
Yeah.
Laura got that.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Greg, Greg, you guessed.
I guess.
Only I got it.
Yeah.
And Laura.
Right. Yeah. Hey, so it's now Laura and Mace are tied.
Yeah.
What? I don't know how that happened.
Okay. Laura, okay.
All right, here we go. The movie Moneyball came out in 2011, but didn't win any Oscars. How many Oscar nominations did Moneyball get? A, 0, B, 3, or C, 6? Greg, we'll start with you. 0, 3, or 6? Didn't win any. How many nominations did it get? 0, 3, or 6?
0.
You're going 0. Pepe?
6.
6. Sedano? 0, 3, or 6?
I'm going to go 3.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going to go 0.
You're going 0. And Mace.
I'm
going
to guess 3.
The answer is 6.
Pepe! Pepe!
Counting on his fingers.
Nice, Pepe. Yeah.
All right, so the score. Laura, 3.
Yeah.
Mace, 3. Pepe, 3.
Thought
Sedano,
I had this
2.
In the
and
bag.
Greg, 2.
Yeah.
We're in there.
This is very much a thing. Okay. Pepe, this one's for you. The movie The Natural came out in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
It was nominated for 4 Oscars, 3 of which were cinematography, art direction, and original score. Only one of those nominations was for acting. Who received that nomination? A, Robert Redford, B, Robert Duvall, or C, Glenn Close? Redford, Duvall, or Close, Pepe?
I believe it's Glenn Close.
Okay, Sonano.
Robert Redford would be too easy.
Duvall or Close, then?
I'll say Glenn Close.
Okay, Laura.
Whatever Peppa said, because I wasn't born yet.
Okay, Greg.
Glenn Close.
Mace.
I think it's Glenn Close.
It is Glenn Close. You guys all got that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still very close. Laura, 4. Mace, 4. Peppa, 4. Sonano, 3. Greg, 3.
Wow. It's a barn burner.
All right. I got 2 more
questions. Mason is nervous.
Yeah,
I am nervous because this is supposed to be my easy game.
No. Okay. Now, this is one where I don't think Mace has any advantage.
Okay.
All right. Will Smith won an Oscar for playing Richard Williams in King Richard and was also nominated for his role as Muhammad Ali in Ali. What is Will Smith's actual first name?
Oh.
Is it A, William, B, Willard, or C, Wilson? William, Willard, or Wilson? Mason, I don't think you have an advantage. I'll let you go first. Willard, William, or Wilson?
I will say it is Wilson.
Okay. Pepe. William, Willard, or Wilson?
I think it's Wilson.
Okay. Sedano.
William, Willard, or Wilson? Let's go Willard.
Okay. Laura.
Damn it. Now I'm going to go Willard. I know a Willard. Okay. So.
How many are left?
Greg.
How many are left?
One.
You take A.
So
William is the only thing available.
No, I can still go. I'm only one.
Oh, you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Wilson.
What is it?
I can't believe this is happening.
It's William.
It's Willard.
Oh!
Laura. All right,
we're all tied for first.
Am I losing now?
No, Greg's out.
I'm one back.
No, you're three, and Laura now has five, and there's only one question left. All right.
You have five.
Yeah.
No, you have four.
I have four. All right.
So here's the score.
Okay.
Laura 5.
Whoa.
Mace 4, Ooh. Pepe 4, Sedano 4, right. Greg out with 3.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mace is going to need to come from behind to get me. All right, here we go. Laura, you need to go first this
one. Okay.
Which one of these songs was not nominated for Best Original Song at the Oscars? So two of these were and one was not.
Mm-hmm.
A, The Glory of Love from The Karate Kid. B, Eye of the Tiger from Rocky 3. C, In the Way That You Use It from The Color of Money. So, Laura, one of those was not nominated. Glory of Love, Eye of the Tiger, or In the Way That You Use It.
Oh,
what
man.
Is your choice?
I know all those songs, and I feel like they all would. So I'm just going to take a random guess and go with A.
Okay, you're going with Glory of Love from The Karate Kid.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
I already picked it.
Okay, yeah.
You said it.
All right. Sedano?
Crap, that's what I was going to say. And I have to go opposite her.
You do.
Yeah.
So you either have to go Eye of the Tiger or In the Way That You Use It.
I'll go In the Eye of the Tiger because it was a sequel. Why not?
Okay. Pepe.
And the Way, whatever.
In the Way That You Use It. Mace?
I have to go different, right?
Yes.
Then Laura. I'll go In the Way That They Use It.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going overtime. In the Way That You Use It was not nominated.
Wow.
You had it, George.
Oh, it was right there.
Eye of the Tiger was nominated.
That's the one I was going to change me into when he was like, go, and I was like, can I go? Because I would change it.
Now, it is a three-way tie. It comes down to a tiebreaker. Get something to write with. Get something to write on. Pepe, give that.
I have.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Wow, I didn't think this would be this close.
Damn.
All right, here we go. In the history of the Academy Awards, how many sports movies have been nominated for Best Picture? The history of the Academy Awards, the closest wins, and you can go over, how many sports movies have been nominated for Best Picture? There's been about 100 Academy Awards, I think. 94, right, Mace?
Yep.
So we cannot go over?
You can.
Can go over.
The closest wins. Okay. So write down a number, Pepe. Just pick any number. Laura, you got a number written down? Don't tell me what it is. You got it?
Yes. Now I do.
Mace, you got a number written down?
I do.
Pepe, you got a number written down. Laura, what number did you write down?
48.
Pepe?
12.
12. Mace, what'd you write down?
15.
Mason wins.
Do you know?
I think I know the answer. 17.
17 is the answer. Steve Mason coming from behind! Gets me 5K mythical money that I did not think I was
nice.
Getting.
Nice.
That was pretty close. Was that just a guess or did
that
you?
That was total guess. I did not know.
Did
I was
you
thinking,
read it someplace?
I read it someplace, so I knew.
I was thinking in my head.
That was a really good game.
Yeah, this is a really good game.
And we went all the way.
Yeah, but I am so proud of all you guys other than Mace. I thought Mace was going to run that thing, and it was very, very close.
Very good game.
And a hard-earned victory for you.
Yes,
Bergman, give me my 5K.
There you go.
Got it. It's a little bit under protest, but you got it.
I'm mad.
Very good game.
Let's see.
You had the lead, and you blew it.
I always do.
Let's hit the Super Stager.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
The mic turned on the thing. You know?
Yeah, it's back now. You're
they
good.
Have it turned on.
Yeah,
come on in.
We can hear you.
I was yelling.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Didn't sound as good.
No, you're on it now.
Yeah. Just get in here.
Yeah. Super Crosstalk time. Going to get ready for some Sedano and Cap this afternoon.
All right.
By the way, Game of Games brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. If you're involved in any kind of accident, 844-24-JACOB or go to calljacob.com.
All right. Can I ask you guys all, I need help with something.
Okay.
And I could use your help from everybody. From Greg, from Laura, from Cappy, Sonano, Pepe, everybody.
Okay.
So you guys know Graham Metzger, who works here.
Yeah, right? Graham's right a great guy.
There he is. I see him.
Graham, I don't even know if you know this. You do know. Okay, so Graham's father, Gary, is a professor at Cal State Long Beach.
Okay.
And he has a sports media class.
Okay.
So last year, he asked me to do a Zoom and speak to the students.
Right.
And I did, and he asked me to do it again this year, and it's tonight.
Oh, wow, cool.
It's tonight at 6 o'clock. So, Greg, I'll start with you. What advice would you give college students who are aspiring sports broadcasters, sportscasters, that want to get into the business? What's your best piece of advice?
Get an internship with GKB here at ESPN LA and learn absolutely everything.
It works for everybody. Yeah. For DeAndre, for Parker.
I've got one.
All right.
Go to ESPNLA.com and sign up for the internship program if you're in college right now.
Greg, that's open right now, right?
It's open right now. You can get an internship right now.
I would. My advice would be take the LSAT, go to law school instead.
Okay. Captain, how about you?
Start a podcast immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start a podcast immediately.
And do more versions of the podcast than DeAndre, Cody, and
do more episodes.
We got great stuff. Yeah. It's coming. Right. Yeah. It's coming. We got great stuff.
So number one
DeAndre is king of the tease. He will tell you great stuff is coming. It just doesn't come.
Start your podcast immediately.
Yep.
Number one. And number two, while you're in college, work on your Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, every social handle.
Your brand.
Because so many kids, believe it or not, we all think everybody uses social media. Believe it or not, a lot of the younger kids are not as much as we think they are. So build your social media following and start a podcast first thing.
Pepe, how about you? What's your best piece of advice for college students?
I
agree with all of
you. I thought you were going to say learn to lie.
Learn to lie. Pepe, that comes later.
Yeah, no.
Later.
Pepe, you know what I thought Cap was going to say? Get a guy.
Yeah, get a guy.
Also
comes a little later.
Yeah. All right, what's your best piece of advice?
My advice might be old fashioned, but I agree with you, all of you, is read. Whatever you can read online or a book or whatever, read, because that way you will learn more words.
Right. So if that's true, how do you explain how Michael Thompson, who never reads anything more than a magazine?
Because he played basketball.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Laura, what's your best piece of advice for a college student in 2024?
All right. Definitely everything you guys said, but definitely stay authentic to who you are. Reading helps with pronunciation, enunciation, and all of that. Work on your brand. But also don't burn bridges.
Oh,
don't
that's good
burn
advice.
Bridges, because you never know who can give you a job or who knows whom.
That's so, really good.
Don't burn bridges.
Yeah, that's amazing. How about you? What's your best piece of advice for the students of Cal State Long Beach?
Is this what you absolutely must do? Is there anything else that you would consider doing?
Oh, you would tell them not to get into this.
If there's anything else you consider doing, do it. But if this is what you must do, if this is your driving passion in life, then do it. And I think all the rest of the advice applies. It's a little bit like being an actor. They say, if you think you can do something else, do something else. If you think you can do something besides being a sportscaster, then you probably should be. This has got to be your one true burning desire. And in that case, Cappy, podcast, brand, not LSAT. I don't go with that one.
Yeah.
We don't need more lawyers.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Jacob could use some help.
Oh, Jacob could. Right.
Yeah,
right.
He wants to hire good
Pepe,
lawyers.
Very good advice. Read a bunch of stuff. Laura, I thought really good advice. Don't burn bridges. Bergman, what did you say?
I said get an internship.
Get an internship.
Greg,
exactly.
And learn everything.
We're taking applications for interns right now, are we?
Right
not?
Now, if you go to goodkarmabrands.com/careers, you can apply if you're a college student right now.
Here's a little small tip. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. After I got fired by Premier.
Yeah. Not your fault.
Not my fault.
Why did you get fired?
Well, because Kevin Kiley, our buddy, decided when the Super Bowl was in San Diego that it would be a good idea to bring on a hooker.
Uh-huh.
and ask her how prices
how
changed
business was.
And how business yeah. changes during Super
Surge
Bowl
Surge pricing,
week.
Okay. stuff
and,
like that.
The bosses did not find it as funny as Kevin did, yeah. and Mace was along for the ride and got gassed.
Went down
over
with
it.
The ship. So I got fired. A guy you guys know, Craig Kitchen, was the one that
yep.
fired me.
No Craig well.
And I
almost apologetically.
Oh, yeah. And afterwards, I sent Craig a note. I said, you know, Craig, sorry this didn't work out this time. I hope we can work together again. And 2 weeks later, he called me and said, can you fill in for Art Bell for a week? And I was like, see?
By the way.
Send a thank you note after you get fired.
So you did the alien
experience.
Show in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I did that show. The alien show. It was so much. It was so cool.
Something? I've been jealous of Mason a lot of stuff that he's done in his life. I've never been more jealous of anything than that.
Well, Bergman and I...
That he got to host the late night kook show.
It was kooky.
I would have loved to do that.
Bergman and I took down the kook show. It was George Norrie back then.
Oh, yeah, it was George Norrie.
We went up against George Norrie. We took his kooks.
Did you? Now, you were on... Were you on all night?
I was on Fox Sports Radio when George Norrie was doing it, not Art Bell.
But you were doing the overnight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 25 years old.
There's something actually really cool about doing overnights.
Oh, I enjoyed it for about 3 years.
Did you
and that
take
was about
did
it.
You take a lot of calls on overnights?
Oh, we did. I wouldn't say a lot. I say maybe like a call. It just we went
Greg,
through
do
phases.
Do you remember this?
Yes, absolutely remember.
Greg was my last producer.
Yep.
At Fox Sports Radio.
See, I just think that's a really fun show because there isn't anything so ridiculous that you can say anything you want.
So a funny story. Originally when I was hired for that job, the boss, Andrew Ashwood,
what a good dude.
He nice wanted man. Me to be more like Jim Rome hot take artist in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And I'm like, I used to use my crew, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
on the air.
Sure.
I did like a morning zoo in the middle of the night. He was like, no, let's not do that. And eventually, it took me 6 months. I told him, look, let me do it my way. If you don't like it in 6 months, then I'll walk.
Right.
Okay. And 6 months later, he said, I don't say this often. I was wrong. You were right. The show is awesome.
Good.
So, and you know, Bergman came in, I think, the last year that
the
I did.
Right. Year, yeah.
Yeah. But it was a fun,
we did a
fun show.
I'm actually going to use this story when I talk tonight, George, because I think you've hit on something that is part of what you tell young people. You have to be willing to go to where the work is, both physically and conceptually. In
right.
other words, you got a phone call one day saying, hey, would you work from 2 to 5 in the morning?
Right.
And most people will say no.
Right.
Yeah, I got kids. I can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. Those are the people that say yes are going, everything in this business is temporary.
Right.
You never know you're going to be there. So good for you. You got to start someplace. You did it. And there you go.
In other words, you have to pay your dues.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And also another thing that is important, at least in my opinion, is to tell the kids, don't lose sight of your dreams if that's what you want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you said.
Right.
Because sometimes then you give up.
I tell this story all the time that when I was at UCLA, there were 18 of us that went into sportscasting when we got out. We're all in the same program. And I'm the only one left. Mm. Because for whatever reason, along the way, people didn't want to move to Fort Smith, Arkansas, or didn't want to move to the middle of Florida in the panhandle. And eventually everybody got off the ride.
Yeah.
Hey, Pepe still has the tag on his jacket.
Right. Oh, I thought that was an old jacket. That's a new jacket?
It's a new jacket. It's a styling jacket.
I told you this is my Letterman's jacket.
It's a nice jacket. It's a Letterman's jacket. Yeah, I like that.
You got out of high school in 1947. Yeah. Nice try.
Thank you. I was looking for this. I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah. It was right there. Sure.
You're always criticizing me. Thank you very much.
I'm loving that you're doing this tonight because a lot of these kids who want the internships here, have you guys all been contacted by a kid thus far?
Yes.
How many kids have contacted you?
I have two.
Two?
For me, two.
Yeah. And have you guys just directed them to the internship?
I just point them to Tommy and
how
those
about
guys.
You, George, anybody?
This time, usually I do, but this time nobody.
I've had three kids.
Yeah.
One kid goes to Ohio State, one kid goes to USC, and I don't actually remember where the other kid goes. The kid who goes to USC contacted me. I spent like an hour on the phone with this kid one night. I was driving to South LA, and he told me that his area of expertise is fantasy sports.
Good.
And I said, okay, that's great. I go, good for you. I go, now, do you have a podcast for that? And he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, well, how are you planning on building an audience? I'm like, dude, you got to do this now.
Yeah,
you got to do it while you're young. You got to do it when you can tell all your buddies and your friends can tell friends.
All right, so do you know this story? Years ago, Mason and I are on the radio, and Mason is friends with a guy who knows a lot about fantasy. And Mason says to him, hey, man, I want to put you on the radio for a segment once a week, and we'll just talk fantasy. It was Matthew Berry.
And that's the story I told this kid.
Yeah.
I said, let me tell you something, man. You don't know how it's going to go. You got to start producing content now.
Yeah. And by the way, it's also good to find a niche.
Yes, right.
Like if you are, for example, a soccer guy, do an MLS podcast.
Yeah, look at Denholm.
Yeah, I mean, look at Dave Denholm and Mario Ruiz are doing a show right now, a podcast about LAFC. So if you find that niche, like Matthew did, maybe you are a basketball, you know, you break down film. I'm trying to think of those Laker guys. There's so many Laker guys.
Lakers film room.
Yeah. Lakers film room, right. Yeah. Another great. Find your niche and develop that. And you're right. Cappy's right. Brand is really necessary.
How's that podcast going, Mario?
That podcast about the MLS and the LAFC is over at BMO. Let me tell you something, man. He's the best.
He's Mario. The best.
He is, but Mario and like Mark Rogondino, you guys know Mark Rogondino?
Sure.
Yeah. Rachel used to be his babysitter.
You don't know Mark Rogondino?
I don't.
Used to babysit Mark Rogondino?
Yeah, he's like, that's great. You know him. Podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
You know him.
I don't have any idea.
No. That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Gosh, speaking of not knowing people, we had a case of mistaken identity on Saturday night. So, guys, something happened on Saturday.
I heard you socialized with Mace.
I had social time with Mace and Juan.
Yep.
Okay, now there was a picture of me, Mace, and Rachel, but no Juan.
Yeah, he likes to keep a low profile.
He gets a photo credit.
Right, he got the photo credit.
Yes.
So after we left Venice Beach and we drove back down to South LA, we stopped in Carlsbad, and we went to see a friend of mine's band play. And there was this girl dancing next to us, and I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, she's looking at Rachel. We're like, okay, we know each other, but we can't exactly figure out how. Well, Rachel thought that this girl was somebody completely that she was not. So she was like, don't you remember that trip we were on? And you had the
oh, really?
And then I fell and I got hurt. And the girl's like, what are you talking about? And Rachel's pointing to our other end. And these are my friends that helped me. They helped me get through this because I was hurt for so long. And the girl's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And Rachel's like, yes, no, you don't remember? And I'm going, wait a second. Rachel, did she change her name and lose the French accent? I don't know. I think
right.
It's not the same girl. Something
but she, how long did she chatter up for?
Oh, this is going on for like 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Where we have this girl, we just don't know who she is.
Yeah. You know? Now, hey, by the way, are you back on the gummies?
So I got back on gummies this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I knew that Rachel and I were going to see, you know, Mace and Juan. And so I got on about 7.5 milligrams of Joyful and Present.
That's a reasonable amount.
Very reasonable amount.
Yeah.
But then I just started to nibble as the day went on. So by the time the end of the day happened, I was at about 12.5, 13 milligrams or
yeah. So did I tell you this when I was at the Green Cross the other day? I was talking to Chris Ward, and he brought out an expert from the back. And he goes, he's got sleep problems. You should talk to this very nice woman. And she goes, how many milligrams are you taking? I go, I'm taking 20. I know I'm only supposed to take 10. I'm supposed to take half a gummy, but I'm taking 20 because I have a lot of trouble sleeping. She goes, well, take two of them. And I went, wait a minute, you're advocating that I take 40? She goes, if it helps you sleep, sure. And I thought, wow, I've been too nervous to do that. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, do it.
Do it.
But she said, I think I'm going to work my way up.
Do it and report back. Try 30.
Right. Yeah. Or 25 maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I love that Ireland uses more cannabis than I do. That's so fantastic.
It's like one of the biggest upsets.
2024, baby.
It's like the history of the show
might
be the biggest upset.
But May, something did happen to me this weekend.
Yes.
I was telling George a little bit about it. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it today on the air or not. I certainly didn't post anything on social media, but I'm contemplating posting on social media. Something happened to me this weekend on Venice Beach.
Okay.
That made me insanely uncomfortable and had me running away.
Really?
Like I had to run, sprint.
Was it the thing you told me about?
To get away. Well, I don't know if I told you everything.
Oh.
Are you going to tell it?
I may. I'm not sure. It
depends. All right. Well, I got to get in my car.
Depends on George can get it out of me.
Yeah.
Because right now we've given you 45.
Is this a real story?
It's a real story.
It's a real story.
Real story.
You're going to tell it coming up.
A real story.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Stay tuned for that. That's good tease.
Put on PTI.
Bergman, is it me and Momo tomorrow? I think it's me and Momo tomorrow. Ireland is on his way to Sacramento.
I'll see you there, Ireland.
Oh, you're working that game?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. 1710 ES. I'll tell you where I'm going.